Okay, that was it. I was finished with this ranch and the ungrateful people who lived on it. I had given them the best years of my life, and this was the thanks I got. I had no choice but to resign my position as head of ranch security, quit in disgrace, leave the hateful place, and spend the rest of my days wandering in the wilderness, eating bugs and grubworms. I whirled around and was about to march off to a lonely exile in the wilderness when I ran into someone. A cat. Where had he come from? Only seconds before, he'd been nowhere in sight, but now... Have you ever noticed that at the very moment when you crave silence and wish to be alone with your thoughts, a cat shows up? I'd noticed it. It happens all the time around here. His name is Pete, and though he's just a dumb little ranch cat, he has a genius for showing up at exactly the wrong times. If he were anything but a cat, you might begin to wonder if he's really so dumb. But he is a cat, so that leaves just one explanation. Dumb luck. The little creep was incredibly lucky. And his good luck is always bad luck for me, because I have no use for a cat. I have no use for a cat even on a good day. And on a bad day, such as the one we're discussing, I'd sooner have warts than be in the company of a cat. But there he was, purring, rubbing on anything that didn't kick him away, and wearing that insolent smirk that drives me nuts. I greeted him with a withering glare. What are you doing here, you little sneak?
Good morning, Hanky.
Oh yeah? What's so good about it?
Well, the sun's up and the dew is sparkling on the grass.
Big deal. It was the same yesterday and the day before, so what?
I noticed that we have a cowboy crew on the ranch, Hanky. Do you suppose they're going to round up the pasture?
Yes, I suppose they are. What's your point? He glanced around in a circle.
Well, Hanky, to be truthful, I was a little surprised that you didn't go with them.
His words caused my lips to twitch, exposing two rows of long white fangs. I didn't go with him, Kitty, because I didn't want to. He heaved a sigh of relief.
Oh, good. I was so afraid that, well, the thought occurred to me that maybe you weren't invited.
He started rubbing on my front legs. I moved a step backwards. Don't touch me, you little reptile. Of course I was invited. They begged me to go, but I had other things to do.
Oh, really? Such as?
Such as? The list is so long I don't have time to discuss it. Furthermore, it's classified information and I'm not at liberty to reveal it to a cat. Sorry.